good morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And starting next school year, high school students in North Carolina will be required to take and pass. They actually had to pass the thing. A personal finance class in order to graduate. Yeah, they're talking money. Now, I know a little bit about money, you know me. Yeah, the new course will replace one of the American history courses students are currently required to take for graduation. I mean, there's other things that they're going to be doing, but they're going to slide that in there. And I kind of think that's good. Out of all the things that we worry about in school, like me personally, I had to do cursive handwriting when I was in school. I thought that was kind of a waste and that was just dumb. But I think it's a great idea. They're focusing on things like this where they have to have personal finance. Because as I look in life now, I wish I would have known what I know now. Like 10, I don't know, 15 years ago when I was graduating high school, who knows where I'd be, for example, financially, being on time with my money and making sure I know what I'm doing and how to do it would have been such a great thing. So I agree that what they're doing with this, but it kind of got me wondering around the room here, what should we have to do to graduate? Like, what other class would you add in there? Maybe from your own life experience. Even one other thing I'll add, laundry. I know it seems so stupid and funny, but being able to do basic things like that, I feel like a lot of times either your mom probably does it for you or somebody else does it, and to be helping out around the house with your partner, it's a good skill to learn and to know how to do.
Well, they have home ec, right?
Yeah.
Did you take that like in high school?
I did something where we got to make garlic breads. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. So I don't know if that's home ec or what.
When I was at home ec, we made a pizza and my partner, he was like super hot. I think I was young and he was like a senior. I was younger, but he locked our pizza, he like put it in cleaning mode in the oven
and
it caught on fire.
What? That is terrible.
So we didn't do too hot. But I love the finance angle. I'm still learning. I want to learn about investing. I still need to learn a bunch of these things.
Yeah, that's a very important thing.
Budgeting is a struggle for me, so I'm working on that. So all those things. What else would I like to learn? Cooking 101.
Okay.
Just because I can only make basic stuff because I'm afraid I'm going to poison everyone if stuff isn't done.
Well, go for it now. You said you're still kind of suffering from food poisoning.
I got food poisoning.
It can't get any worse, right?
Right, I guess.
Give it a go.
Yeah, that's true. What about you, Chops? What could you use? Oh, like car stuff.
Oh, yes.
Simple, basic stuff like changing a flat tire, like survival skills.
I feel like I had a class about that, like how to change a tire and how to change your oil.
Like a shop class or something?
Oh, yeah.
I did woodworking. That was really fun. But Mackenzie's right, though. A lot of guys and girls don't really know if they got a flat tire right now on the road or the highway. I'll call AAA, but what if AAA can't get to you and you're stuck somewhere?
And I know a lot of people are like, it's so easy, but when I watch the nice fireman that helped me when I got a flat tire, he's hoisting my vehicle
up.
He's like pumping it up. I was like, I could never do that. I would
have
no idea.
You had a fireman change your tire?
Yeah, it was so sweet. Shout out to the Carmel Fire Department.
What about a class about Bitcoin or like modern things? Or like, you know, like modern currency or taxes or something like that.
Taxes. Boom.
Maybe taxes. I feel like the cryptocurrency, I don't know, because that's coming and going. But I mean, like, what about you? Like, what's one class that you'd want to have, Chops, from your whole life experiences? Like, since you've been out of school, you're like, you know, this is one thing that would have helped if I had to learn more about it. It just would have been more useful to me.
Maybe how to like work social media better.
Like networking?
Yeah, like just the other day, didn't I have to ask Liv like how to, you know how you do the filter and it puts the little Disney thing above you and which Disney character are you? I didn't know how to do that. And it's because I didn't update my app.
I think it's sweet. The boomers should go to classes. They offer some at the libraries now if they're intimidated by tech. Seriously, though, and they're free classes. So I think that's awesome if you're older and you're intimidated by technology.
Good morning, Joe McKenzie. Who is this? Oh, sorry. I accidentally hung up on you. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Because it can be very frustrating. If you're not tech savvy and you cannot do something or figure it out, it is very, very frustrating.
I tried. My mom, I'm so jealous. She's got this big, like, 60-something inch TV. It's a smart TV. Like, the remote on the TV, you say, like, you know, blah, 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 and it'll do it. And she's, like, just yelling. I'm like, no, mom, you have to hit the button. She's yelling, like, change the channel to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, you gotta hit the button, mom.
My mom always tries to order stuff online and gets so frustrated. Like, if it will not happen, and she just, like, gives up. Like, she, or the printer. The printer!
Oh, not the printer.
I was out on a date, and my parents called me four times, like, it was like the house was on fire, to go over and fix their printer. And, like, I don't know what to do, but they needed something printed ASAP. It was so funny.
Honey, get over here. I can't scan.
I was like, are you guys okay? Did somebody have a heart attack? They're like, this printer.
Oh my
gosh. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Live the Web Girl, what about you? I mean, you're not that far out of college. Is there one thing from, like, high school or your whole educational thing? You're like, if I could learn this, this would have been a great class to take.
My number one thing was taxes. Also, just filling out a W-4 properly.
I'm still confused.
I don't know how to do it. I hate getting new jobs just because that I know that it's coming, and it's so daunting to me.
Is it a one? Is it a zero?
Is it a zero? What's a deductible? What's an allowance?
Am I a dependent? Are you a dependent?
Am I more better or more worse?
Exactly. I have no idea how to figure it out. So definitely that. And then, yeah, I guess I would just say how to not get scammed when you're trying to get your oil changed. Because I always end up scammed.
Just
like,
don't have them do all the things that they offer.
That could go into the whole car maintenance thing. See, these we need to become teachers. I think we'd be great. I could be like the drunk shop teacher yelling at everybody. Hey, if you have an idea, you think, man, this should be a class, why don't you tweet us? It's Joe and Mackenzie. Coming up, we've got Joe's Need to Know News, and it is incredibly scary, Mackenzie, that you don't feel so well because there's a new deadly virus going around. I hope you don't have it. And a reason why you might want the Super Bowl to go into overtime. I'll tell you about that with Joe's Need to Know News.